Welcome to the Occupational Safety Leadership Podcast, episode number 134. In today's episode, we continue the journey of hazard identification. And in today's, we're going to sit down and talk about maintenance personnel. So they are a fantastic, fantastic way of getting information on hazard identification, because nobody's ever called a maintenance person with just, "I just happened to have some extra time and thought I would tell you that you're doing a great job." They handle all of the problems out there. So whether it's a clogged toilet, a machine won't run, who's going to do the predictive, who's going to do the preventative maintenance, you know, all that they do is for the most part deal with problems all day, every day, which means that they really see ways where the hazard is and ways to avoid a hazard. In an ideal world, we want to find and fix these hazards, not have them somehow be smart enough to say, "My experience has taught me that as long as I don't do this, I'm fine," because that's awesome for them. But we have to think about that next generation, what happens when they're not in, you know, all that good stuff then. So they are really good to work with, to go out and find and fix these problems. So this technique is both proactive and it's reactive at the same time then, because in a proactive, we go and we tackle it before that we have any issues or anything else. Reactive is that sometimes there's been a incident out there, and then it becomes well known that the following piece of equipment had issues and had things, and people just really didn't sit down and talk about it. It's also a little reactive if you have to go back and look at the maintenance records after something happens, because you might find that no matter how good these guys are, really good at getting stuff done, if you're short-staffed, possibly the maintenance is not being done on a schedule, because if you're supposed to have three people and you only have two, and then you have to take care of the other problems, changing a light bulb, there's a toilet clogged and things, you're just not going to get done what has to get done. So you end up going from fire to fire and putting things out then. So maintenance personnel also have a different perspective, because they want to know, you know, typically, "I wonder why somebody did this on this piece of equipment, or maybe we can do this on this thing too." So they have a very good perspective on this. And I also found that they're very good at asking the question to other maintenance personnel, but sometimes they don't always feel comfortable talking to the management. But they ask the question in this kind of fashion: why do we fix the same problems repeatedly? If you know the same problems are coming up, you know, and these guys, for the most part, really know that these problems are coming up, let's fix these problems so that it's not the same problem over and over and over again. So, as in all the techniques, follow-up is critical, you know. And, right, so I have also found that many times the maintenance folks are not afraid to hold back, and they'll really say, you know, let's look at this equipment, let's look at this operation, let's do this. So they're just a fantastic source of identifying hazards out there. So catch up with your maintenance folks, walk through, talk to them, figure out this stuff too. It's just another way to really get that good perspective on something that's out there, because the operator operates the equipment. They're not always worried about the maintenance, because when maintenance has to be done, they just call somebody and it magically happens and everything runs. And you know, so these guys are fantastic ways to get this information. So episode number 134 is complete, and in today's, we continued the journey on hazard identification, but in this one, we really focused on talking to the maintenance personnel, sometimes the maintenance personnel were so busy that they'll say, go through the records and give me more of a targeted, what you're after, as opposed to just, we'll do some walking and talking and follow me on my day, because they don't always have kind of like your everyday average day, which makes it really hard for them to get into that pattern of, oh, it's Tuesday. Tuesday, I know that I go back and I do the predictive maintenance or the preventive maintenance on this. And but again, very good source of information about hazards. So episode 134 is complete. I want to thank everybody for joining me today. My name is Dr. David Ayers. Thank you and have a safe day.